Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got senior, former CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush Sr. joining us coming up in the next segment. Articles here, data indicates Border Patrol buildups ineffective. They were designed to be that way. We also have reports here, babies aborted for not being perfect in England. This is becoming more and more widespread. Right now, let's go to some more of your calls, then Ray McGovern. And by the way, John, just so we have it when McGovern joins us, find the last John Stewart piece we heard about 2 weeks ago where he talks about Ray McGovern. I want to play that clip coming in. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Philadelphia. Chris, welcome.
Thanks, Alex. I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener, and an owner of 75% of your information. I'd just like to say good job, and I'll be really brief. I got 3 points and a question. The first point being, I want you to elaborate off-air, is the Malthus principle of population control. And the second point is the Hegelian dialect and the materialistic dialect. And the question is, what about organization of the militias? I heard your comments on Friday, and the guy was saying we had to do this through peaceful means, and I just don't think that's possible. And I'd like to see you have some, you know, like real reputable militia guys on your show. And I have another point to make about mail tampering. David J. Smith's stuff that's been going out to his people has been getting tampered with. My boss had his envelope opened by the U.S. Postal Service and said, sorry, we opened your mail. I never got that one. I had to call back David J. Smith's wife, and she sent me out another one. That, too, was open, but at least I got this one. And
they admit now they searched the mail. That, again, we always heard about Russia and China. Now we live under that, but the border stays wide open.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But let me, I mean, you said short, and these are all great comments and questions. Let me go ahead and start trying to address this, the issues you brought up. But first off, anything else you want to add?
I'd like to tell you, too, Alex. In Norristown, Montgomery County, they set up an oligarchy, and this is in Pennsylvania. They admit they're not going to have a mayor anymore because the mayor squandered the money. Now a four-person city council is going to run Norristown Borough out there.
Oh, yes, you've gone into economic crisis, so a private consortium will have to run things now?
Well, the city council made up of 4 members. And the other report is Homeland Security was in the neighborhood, in the vicinity of Philadelphia International Airport. They had a perimeter set up, and that was about a month ago. So I'd just like to report that to you.
Thank you. I appreciate the call. Lord Malthus, he came up with this idea, what was it, like 200 years ago, 170 years ago? I forget the, I've read about him, but the point is, is he said that the people are basically scum, that who cares if they die in factories or who cares if they starve to death, that the elite has a right to rule over them and there's too many people, and so just don't even take care of the population. They're basically worthless. And that grew in the next 100 years into social Darwinism, saying it's the elite's right to be abusive and evil and do bad things to us because it's their social Darwinistic view that it's a selective development with evolution, and that they're actually helping the earth by being ruthless, and because they are ruthless, that gives them a right to rule, and it just goes on and on. So that's the Malthusian theory as it is known. And you had a bunch of other questions. There were so many I couldn't keep track of all of them, but we're going to go to break now and come back with Ray McGovern. I mean, the whole Malthusian theory fits nicely into Dr. Pianca here at UT Austin, saying 90% of us need to die. The dying needs to start now. He's ready for his family to die. It's sad, but he's ready to go first. And then his own students write dissertations that are online saying, no, we all must die, and that we're just a scourge and a parasite ourselves. But, of course, the elite, they'll have to organize the dying and run things. And they represent the animals, so they'll go ahead and take all our rights away in the name of the animals. It's not that they want power, they're just trying to save the earth. It's a rationale for total control. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarplin, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The criminal neocons know that their time is short. It's a Ponzi scheme. They've just got to keep pumping up the bubble, or it'll pop, it'll burst and implode in on them. So to cover up all the past corruption and bid rigging and all the war profiteering and the domestic corruption, they just hurtle forward headlong saying, no, we're dictators. We're above the law. And so we're turning up the heat. I'm here on Memorial Day, Ray McGovern, senior CIA analyst, advisor to Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr., and others in the agency 27 years, tirelessly traveling the country, exposing the great peril our republic is in. He, of course, is an Army veteran himself, a Vietnam era, and we are honored to have him. But before we go to him, I want to play this John Stewart piece. It's about 3.5 minutes long. We played this before, but I want to play it one more time. This is just a few days after he confronted Rumsfeld on his lies. And by the way, I've got a new film coming out that isn't really about 9/11. We spent about 15 minutes on 9/11. Most of the film is about Iraq and the lies. And, I mean, I had so many clips of Rumsfeld saying that they found WMDs or knew where they were, or we know he has weapons of mass destruction, that I couldn't even put them all in the film. It took a long time to go dig all these up. We did. And then he has the nerve to lie again and say to McGovern, no. I never said that. So let's play this little clip. And notice how the media responded and attacked McGovern. for simply saying the emperor has no clothes. So let's roll this clip, and we'll be joined by a great American patriot, Ray McGovern. Here it is.
Well, comedic gag. And obviously, anytime Chuck Howley releases a tape, it's news. But sometimes, it just happens. How is that covered? For example, last week in Atlanta, Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld was giving a speech when he was suddenly interrupted. There was Screaming Lady, and then, of course, Screaming Fella also joined in, and then Screaming Lady with War Crimes Banner. Typical, easily dismissed crackpots doing the same old... wait, I'm sorry, sir, you had a question?
I'm Ray McGovern, a 27-year veteran of the Central Intelligence Agency. Why did you lie to get us into a war that was not necessary and that has caused these kinds of casualties?
Ruh-roh.
First of all, I haven't lied.
Oh, he didn't lie. All right, well, that settles it, everybody. There's pound cake in the back. We can all have a nice time. And
it appears that there were not weapons of mass destruction there.
You said you knew where they were.
I did not.
See? He never said he knew where they were.
We know where they are. They're in the area around Tikrit and Baghdad and east, west, south, and north somewhere.
Well, to be fair, Rumsfeld probably never saw that episode of Meet the Press. Secretary of Defense caught in a contradiction about weapons of mass destruction. Surely that will be a big story.
How much of an axe do you have to grind with Secretary Rumsfeld?
But he wasn't just any heckler.
Were you nervous?
Tucker, I resent the word heckler. I'd like you to take that back.
Okay, I'm not taking it back.
Donald Rumsfeld encouraged whoever, I think, had their hands on you at the time to let you stay there. Does he get any credit for that today?
Isn't it enough that he was wrong and had bad judgment? Why does he have to be a liar, too?
Well, you know, that's the question you have to direct to him.
But won't. To be fair, one news network was able to question Rumsfeld personally. No holds barred.
So when you hear people say, we won the war, but we lost the peace.
Oh, that's nonsense.
So it's your way or the highway is not true.
It is so wrong, it's just unbelievable.
That's some good old-fashioned muck polishing. Yes, as Iraq continues to spiral out of control and criticism of Rumsfeld grows, Fox News decided it was time to take an in-depth look at the issue. Yes, Why He Fights, an hour-long investigative report into the real Donald Rumsfeld, hosted by Necklace Johnson.
He wears a pedometer on his belt to count every step he takes every day. But even for a former college wrestler who still did one-arm push-ups...
People magazine that named him one of the year's sexiest men.
Wow, one of the year's sexiest men. I believe, though, that was a pretty off year for sexy men. If I remember correctly, that was the year Tom Bosley won. So, it didn't... Now, the special did include interviews with Rumsfeld critic General Paul Van Riper, one of the officers who had called for Rumsfeld's resignation. I'm sure there'll be no change in the reporter's inflection.
What are you trying to accomplish by doing this? And you don't think this debate threatens the civilian leadership of the military? Does that hurt the war effort?
I can't tell if I'm smelling the fairness or the balance. But ultimately, Why He Fights could only end with why.
That is a piece of the airplane.
Not alone.
Crashed into this building. It's a wonderful reminder to people who come in here of what happened.
Wonderful? Couldn't have gone with stark or vivid or effective. It's almost like you're enjoying this. We'll be right back.
You said you knew where they were, near Tikrit, near Baghdad, and north, east, south, and west of there. Those are your words.
They're in the area around Tikrit and Baghdad, and east, west, south, and north somewhat.
All right, Ray McGovern, thanks for sitting through that on this Memorial Day. Thank you for joining us, sir. Well, right out of the gate.
first time I heard the whole thing.
Well, right out of the gates, will you respond to what happened in that meeting up in Virginia and then the media firestorm that erupted?
Actually, it was down in Atlanta. It was completely serendipitous. I was down there for a totally different reason, and when I heard he was coming down to give a lecture, I had to use actually some of my old trade craft to wangle a ticket, but I invested $40, and that still stings, by the way, and got into his lecture and sat near the microphone that would be used for questions and answers. So it was fortuitous, and I guess what really turned me on or off, depending on how you look at it, Alex, is when one of those ladies who was protesting said, you know, you've told a lot of lies, and Rumsfeld, you probably have seen him do this, he sort of wrung his hands and said, gosh, you know, when people accuse the President of the United States of telling lies, I just, you know, she didn't accuse the President of the United States, she accused Rumsfeld. But he went on and he said, that is just so corrosive, so destructive of the trust that is necessary for government to work, that it's just so wrong. And then he went on to the next question. I said to myself, oh, my goodness, you know, I have to ask some question of him just to throw his words back on him and show that he's the consummate liar. And as luck would have it, I got second in line and was able to do that on live TV.
Now, let's be clear, and you're right, Atlanta, you're there. There are people who are standing up saying things, but you're in the line to ask questions. That's why you're mic'd. That's why we can hear you. But then some of the media tried to imply that you were a heckler when in reality you were there asking questions, and then security came over and was basically telling you to knock it off. Can you go over what actually happened there?
Sure, yeah. I was not heckling, of course. I was in line, and he came to me, called on me, and you heard how I started. After I got into it, and he seemed to be getting a little bit uncharacteristically unnerved, this big guy comes down with a white coat, actually, and a black baseball cap, and since he knew the cameras were coming well from the back, he placed himself around and in front of me, put his elbow in my solar plexus, and started driving me out of the arena. And that's when I cried out, this is America. And when Rumsfeld saw that, he had an instant decision to make. He made the right one from his point of view. I mean, it just would have been pretty bad PR to have someone who was simply asking him a question, which he already had lied about, to be sort of carried out of this conference.
So, well, Bush had me kidnapped at a press conference for asking a question he didn't like, and he directed them. They grabbed me, they put me in the police car, drove me around for an hour, threw me out on the side of the highway. So this has been going on for a while, but what does it say about the mentality that you're in line to ask a question, and Rumsfeld hasn't even told them to grab you, but still, they're physically manhandling you?
Well, somebody pointed out, some very acute observer, that Rumsfeld did sort of give a little wink to the back of the room when he got into a little bit of trouble with me.
Yeah, that's what Bush did with me. Yeah, they look at him and then look at you.
Yeah, and then the guy came down. And then when Rumsfeld saw the choice here, have me carried out or try to persist a little bit and put me down. He of course is the champion Princeton debater, and he exuded this confidence and said, no, let him stay for a second. And thankfully that second expanded into two more minutes.
Well, they've got a problem. No one that I know, and the polls show this, is buying their baloney anymore, Ray McGovern. And so the credibility gap is there. Bush is plunging down to 28 percentage points, which is a record. Where do you see this going?
Well, just focusing on Rumsfeld, you know, none other than pundit Jim Hoagland, no liberal he, has pointed out that when Rumsfeld runs into difficulty, he expands the problem. And that's what I worry about. I worry about Iran, which seems to be next on their agenda. Doesn't make any sense, but neither did Iraq.
Yeah, let's talk about Olbert coming here. We've got Blair coming to the U.S. They're having the war councils. And we talk about that Ponzi scheme, always inflating it. You know, the next crisis to cover the last. We'll be right back with Ray McGovern.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concepts.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Tired of constantly searching for the products you need to lead a naturally healthy lifestyle? No more searching, thanks to EcoViva. EcoViva is your one-stop shop to finding natural and organic products at a reasonable price. Find everything from environmentally friendly, non-toxic cleaning products to natural personal care items. EcoViva also offers a wide variety of organic teas, baby care products, and home air purification. Looking for that special gift? EcoViva has that naturally perfect gift you're looking for. We here at EcoViva always strive to do everything within our means to satisfy our customers. Whoever thought shopping could be good for your health? Visit www.ecoviva.com and shop in our unique online store. That's www.ecoviva.com. Or call 866-680-8484 to learn more. That's 866-680-8484 for EcoViva.
Welcome back. We can't back down from the neocon agenda. I mean, this is a real attempt to take our country over, use it as an engine of world domination. They admit that themselves. Ray McGovern, senior retired CIA analyst, worked for Reagan and Bush and many others. Mr. McGovern, this is a short segment, long segment coming up, plenty of time to get into details. But no one wants to attack Iran. That is the people. But they seem to have now gotten more of the Europeans on board. The Chinese and Russians aren't right now, but I wouldn't count on that. Israel's Obert was here, as you know, last week. They're talking about attacking, even if we don't, but trying to draw us in. Blair's running around announcing a new doctrine of preemptive progressivism, is what he calls it. I mean, I think these nuts are really going to try to do it. Can you give us, in a nutshell, the analysis of what's driving this?
I think I can, Alex. I've been thinking a lot about this here. First off, people who say this is a crazy thing to do are absolutely right. They must realize, though, that the crazy filter is not applied to decisions like this by the White House. What's happening here is that the U.S. and Israel are using each other. Bush and company, in their vision, which is well explained in the Project for the New American Century documents, are determined to dominate that part of the world. And it's kind of hard just to say, hey, we're the sole remaining superpower of the world, and so we're just going to do what we have to dominate the part of the world. What they think they need to do more cleverly is to say our ally, Israel. Of course, Israel is not our ally. I hope your listeners know that. There is no defense treaty with Israel. Our ally, Israel, is in danger from a nuclear weapons being delivered by Iran. Doesn't matter that they're 7 or 8 years off of a nuclear weapon, but this is the argument. And so it's much easier for the Bush regime to say, look, this is a matter of a mutual security obligation, of which there exists none, and we need to spring to Israel's defense. And of course, Congress is beholden to all that money they get from the Israel lobby, and specifically AIPAC. And so, just as they did with Iraq in writing letters to the president, we need regime change in Iraq, they're doing the same thing now for regime change in Iran. Now, as far as the Israelis are concerned, this is great for them. None of the usual obligations of a mutual defense treaty. They don't even have to tell us when they take off after another country. And more than that, they get a mutual defense treaty in reality because the president, as he has three times in the last couple of months, keeps referring to Israel as our ally to whom we are obligated to spring to their defense.
So well, Ray McGovern, isn't it really a mutual attack treaty? Because Israel's saying they're going to probably go ahead and attack Iran, and then I see people in the Knesset every week criticizing the U.S. for not already attacking them. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, the question is whether they have the capability of doing the job themselves. Most of the folks I talk to indicate that they do not, that they need some U.S. support. And what will happen, of course, is whether the Israelis start it on their own or not, the president has set things up to indicate to the American people that we are duty-bound to help the Israelis no matter what happens.
What about Seymour Hersh's reports and other foreign reports? I found Hersh to be very credible in the past, that special forces have been there sneaking around for a year surveilling targets.
Alex, not only special forces, U.S. Marines, okay? U.S. Marines and special forces ordered there by the same Donald Rumsfeld without any congressional authorization, without any specific decision memorandum.
But think about what a provocation that is. Iran knows that we've got troops in their country. Imagine if they were doing this to us.
Yeah, of course they know. As a matter of fact, they've captured some of the minority folks that are cooperating with these troops. So they're ready. You know, they're ready for action. They're hoping against hope that we won't do it. I predict that we will do it, and that we'll do it sooner rather than later, as early as late June or early July.
Oh, my gosh.
We will have three aircraft carrier task forces in the Persian Gulf in another week, and all the propaganda business has been orchestrated. It's very much like a few weeks before we attacked Iraq.
And then we add this fake story, totally manufactured, about making Jews, Christians, and Zoroastrians wear pieces of cloth, including yellow for Jews. Turns out it was completely and totally made up. Even the Jewish member of the mullahs or of their ruling council there said it's total propaganda. It's like the babies and the incubators.
Yeah, in Kuwait. Yeah.
Stay there. I want to get your analysis on that, how the attack will come down, what Iran is going to do, because they're considering it an act of premeditated aggression if Iran fights back. They're actually saying it will be a terrorist attack if Iran fights back. So, and they're talking about nuking them if they fight back. This is unbelievable. We're about to have World War III, boys and girls. Ray McGovern.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now. Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
We could not be talking about a more important issue today. That's why we're here live. Again, I'm so honored that Ray McGovern is taking time off on a day off. He teaches as a professor and all his other activism to join us. We're looking at World War III. He's going to be at our big 9/11 conference in Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. Here's the details. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarpley, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. I hope you will take action, folks. I hope that you will go to InfoWars.com and get your tickets. I hope that you will call toll-free to get them, 1-888-253-3139, or go to that same website or call that same toll-free number and get my film, Martial Law, get Road to Tyranny. Get them, make copies, get them out to everybody you can now. Going back to Ray McGovern. Mr. McGovern, go through this for us, because we know that they're saying they want to hit them. We know they're saying they need to hit them. We know that Cheney's saying they can have nukes within a month, when the CIA's own assessment last year is 10 years. We have you talking about that in the new film Terror Storm. But earlier you said 7 years. I guess there's some new assessment. And then we have all this propaganda. We were talking about that before the break, claiming they were going to put special symbols on Jews and Christians. Again, total fabrication. And then my other question is, have we seen three carrier groups mass in the last year? Is this the first time we've seen this configuration? What are you hearing from people inside the government? Break it down for us, and then what we'll see if this attack takes place, what some of the different scenarios are, sir.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is one carrier task force already there in the Gulf. Two are steaming toward it, and that last report that I have, at least, they will all be there in another week or so. The folly of this attack can be explained partly by the same folly that we experienced in Vietnam, where the folks with the blue suits and the stars on their lapels tell the president, "Okay, we can bomb the hell out of these folks, and we have these precision bombs, and we can just do the job. Don't have to worry about anything else." And so it seems to me that the first attempt will simply be bombing using stealth bombers and others and cruise missiles and so forth, in hopes that enough of the known facilities having to do with nuclear facilities there in Iran will be taken out. But what these folks never think of is what happens the next day, And that's, I think, what you're asking. Well, what happens the next day is this. Iran is in command, and I mean in command, of a terrorist network worldwide that makes Al-Qaeda look like, the Mount St. Ursula volleyball team. These guys really can do a lot of damage, and they can do it here in this country as well. That's number one. Number two, they have sophisticated weaponry that can skim across the waves of the Gulf and sink ships, like U.S. ships and other ships.
Cruise missiles.
Yeah. Well, actually, these are little line-of-sight missiles. They're very, very fast, and they're very, very effective.
Is that the Exocet or Silkworm?
They're both. The Silkworm was the latest, but now I understand there's even more advanced version of that. And then finally, of course, those of you who have a little gray in your hair will relate to this. The Iranians can easily send three divisions of Revolutionary Guard troops right over the Yalu, By the Yalu, I mean the long border with Iraq.
And they'll fight. They had almost no real military hardware, and up against $30 billion of U.S. funding, beat Saddam.
They did.
Toe-to-toe.
The problem is, where are our guys? Well, our guys are all over Tikrit and Baghdad and Ramadi, and they're looking for terrorists, of course, and so they're not in any position to contend with an invasion of Iraq, an invasion welcomed by the local Sunni population. And so what's going to happen then? Well, my worst fear is that when that goes up, or that comes down, as we say these days, there's going to be an irresistible urge to use what we do have. And, of course, what we do have are these mini nukes. And this crowd makes no real distinction between high explosive weaponry and these little mini nukes. They're no big deal. And that will unleash a Pandora's box, and we'll be in real deep kimchi, not only in the immediate area, but with people like the Russians and people like the Chinese.
Well, that's the point I wanted to bring up next, but let me just digress back with a few questions. Jack
sure.
Straw, big neocon, pro-war. A few weeks ago, he says openly, "This is crazy." The words he used are your words. "This is crazy to attack Iran. It'll be total destabilization, World War III." Boom. He's forced to resign a day later.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens, if you don't get with the program. you either get forced to resign or you do resign. This doesn't happen very much.
But it's got to be bad when even their stalwarts like Strom, and we've had now eight generals, it's not six, there were two before them, eight generals come out and say that that this is totally horrible. Look, Mr. McGovern, we know that Rumsfeld isn't stupid. We know about P2OG. And clearly, you talked about when he's in trouble, widening something's the plan. They know Iran's going to go totally ape. They know there's going to be attacks all over the Middle East and the Western world. They'll call them all terrorist attacks. And then we're going to see Bush widen it, national draft, and then, oh, America's in trouble. Our troops are being overrun. We've got to fully commit. I mean, isn't that really their plan? And then I think you will see Bush's approval ratings explode because Americans will get behind the leader, but it'll be a crisis he puts us in the way of by design. I mean, sir, I mean, you're a great analyst. I agree with your analysis. I mean, don't you see there, or do you agree, or do you disagree, or give us your take on they're doing this on purpose? They know what's going to happen. Their analysts are telling them what's going to happen. They know what you just said is true, so they understand this.
Well, there are two things here, Alex. Hubris, arrogance, and ignorance. None of these guys know the first thing about military affairs. The only person who really served was Rumsfeld, and I think he was between Korea and Vietnam. Never saw any real combat.
Never involved in strategy. He just flew planes.
Yeah, you know, so he's like McNamara. He knows it all because he went to Ivy League school, that kind of stuff. The other thing is the president's approval ratings, or disapproval ratings, more correctly said, which you alluded to earlier on. And that has an awful lot to do with this, and has a lot to do with my fear that this would come soon. Look at them. They're on 28%, 29%. I can see Karl Rove saying, look, what you need to do is become a war president again. Get us involved in something pretty big here, and then strut around and say, you can't vote for a bunch of Democrats to pull the rug out from under me while there's a war going on in November, you know, that kind of thing. So I see that as one of the primary incentives for them to unleash this thing. And again, they have no real expertise to draw on. I mean, we suggested and we pleaded with the president before the war in Iraq. On the same day as Colin Powell spoke, we finished our memo saying, Mr. President, we strongly urge you to broaden the circle of your advisors beyond those already bent on a war for which we see no cogent reason and from which we believe the unintended consequences are likely to be catastrophic. Now, you know, we take no delight in being right there, but we take great pain and great worry of seeing the circle narrowing even more with not even Colin Powell, for whatever he was worth. He knew a couple of things these others didn't. He's not even there again. And I just add this footnote here because it seems really relevant. The only time that, in my experience, I've been watching things for 43 years now in Washington, the only time we really came close to a nuclear exchange was during the Cuban Missile Crisis, and we avoided that primarily for one reason and one reason only, and that was that John Kennedy had the presence of mind to insist that Llewellyn Thompson, who had just retired from being ambassador to Moscow for skatey 8 years, okay, to insist that Llewellyn Thompson be there at every decision meeting, every consultation meeting. And so when Curtis LeMay, the head of the Air Force, had his nuclear weapons all loaded up in his bombers, and they were all set to take off, Llewellyn Thompson said, sir, Mr. President, I do not agree. And the operator looked up and he says, what'd you say? Mr. President, I disagree. And then John Kennedy listened to him, and what Llewellyn Thompson said was this: look, you have two messages from Khrushchev. One is a conciliatory one. One is a bellicose one, probably done with the generals looking over his shoulder. Respond to the first one. I'll bet you, Mr. President, that he's looking for an easy way to get out of this mess that he created for himself. Kennedy said, we'll go with Llewellyn's plan for the time being. You know the rest of the story. Why am I mentioning this?
We got a conciliatory message from the Iranian president.
Yeah, we do. Okay, and it's you know, the parallel is really intriguing, because the bottom line is, Alex, and this is really scary.
The bottom line is they the Iranian president lost a lot of face doing that. They'd never done that before, and Bush didn't even read it before they responded.
Exactly, and from our side, there just ain't no Llewellyn Thompson around now, and if there were, he'd not be permitted anywhere near the inner circle of the presidency. So we have Cheney and Rumsfeld. We have the cabal that is so well described by Colin Powell's chief of state, Larry Wilkerson. They're making all the decisions, and they're the ones responsible for Iraq. In a lighter vein, Alex, I have a solution. What we ought to do is have Congress pass a bill making it unlawful for President Bush to attack any country whose president has a name that Bush can't pronounce. That should give us a couple of weeks at least, and would be
Ahmed Ajad. I have trouble pronouncing it.
I do too, but it would take our president for a while to do that. Now, seriously, it's a very, very serious situation. Congress is willing to let Rumsfeld do what he wants. I mean, he's got U.S. Marines inside Iran now without any allusion to.
Well, this is like Hitler turning east and going up against Russia when he had problems. We've now gotten the documents of Goebbels and Goering and of course Himmler's debates, and so they wanted to expand it really on the domestic front to, quote, have some victories. Iran is 63 million people versus 22 million people geographically. What, it's two or three times bigger. And these people are going to fight. I guess the neocons, if they're not trying to create a big crisis to widen something, maybe they think there'll be some domestic uprising, CIA-manipulated replay of Kermit Roosevelt in 1953. But that brings me to false flag. You know, you've said that the mosque bombing, some of the things we've seen have Western intelligence written all over it. What about our own governments or someone in the government or a private group staging some event and then claiming Iran has carried it out as a prelude to attacking Iran, or even once Iran is attacked, intelligence agencies launching something in Europe or the U.S. and then claiming Iran did that. Your take on that?
Well, Alex, that's altogether possible. That's altogether possible, and I would say even probable, because they would need some proximate cause, some casus belli to justify really unleashing things on Iran. And that would help, of course, and I would put very little past this crew. Their record of dissembling and disingenuousness is unparalleled.
Well, look at which I'm glad you brought up on national TV. I brought it up on CNN as well. We're the only two that have done it and gotten through the Berlin Wall of media control, the Iron Curtain. But the White House memo is much more important than Downing Street. I mean, we have them talking about painting up a plane like a UN plane and trying to get it shot down, or just, you know, saying a defector found WMDs. I mean, these guys, that is the smoking gun.
That's right. And, you know, the whole thing was that they knew that there weren't weapons of mass destruction, so they're going to have to do something else or something to hasten the process of doing the war. Let me say another word, Alex, about the electoral business here. The stakes could not be larger for this administration, because if the Democrats take the House in November, there will be, in my view, impeachment proceedings for sure.
I've had two congressmen on this show say that as well. It's 100% impeachment, then the whole crime cabal will get blown.
That's exactly right. There'll be investigations for the next 2 years. Now, those could be consequential. I mean, people can get impeached, but also people could get thrown into jail, as we saw last week with the Enron types.
Ken Lay, six counts.
Yeah, so, there's a lot riding on this thing. And so it behooves the president, or, you know, I'm sure Cheney, Gonzalez, Rove, and the rest of them are saying, Mr. President, we got to prevent this at any cost. And if it means, using our smart weaponry to do the job on Iran, well, let's just go ahead and do it. And if we consult people like Ken Edelman, I'm sure he'll tell us there'll be a cakewalk again.
What about Israel? I mean, we noticed it was the ADL out of Canada that first put out the fake report of Jews having to wear basically yellow stars. Again, total lie now, folks. Totally retracted, but quietly. Why is Israel jumping up and down? Why do they want an attack on Iran? I mean, they're not really threatened by Iran right now. Why?
Well, There are two things here. First, we need to be a little careful when we talk about Israel. This is a clique of right-wing Likud types. Or
no, I understand. I'm talking about the leadership, though.
Yeah, yeah. But they are kind of way out in front. And what I emphasize is that they are incredibly short-sighted. Look what happened in Iraq. You know, if part of the objective, which I'm convinced it was to make Israel more secure. Well, you know, there weren't any terrorists in Iraq before we invaded there. Now it's teeming with terrorists, a lot of them out to do Israel in, okay? So that's one thing. The other thing is that, from a general perspective, the Israelis do not want to take any chances that any country, especially Iran, would erode its nuclear monopoly in the Middle East. They have 300 to 400 nuclear weapons there. Nobody mentions that. But they want to keep that monopoly, and they see it as a big infringement on their security were Iran to get even just one or two weapons. Now, you know, Ahmadinejad makes it easy for the Israelis to raise the flag and say, look, they're going to zomp us as soon as they get a weapon. I don't think it will happen because that would be suicide for Iran.
Ahmadinejad, I want to talk about, if you were Ahmadinejad, what would Ray McGovern do if you were Ahmadinejad? What would you do right now to try to avert this? And in closing, what you think Iran and China are going to do when and if this attack takes place? Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Turnbull, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All right, Alex Jones here, back live, Genesis Communications. I'm going to ask Ray McGovern to grace us with another 5 minutes into the next hour. I'm going to run a rebroadcast of a pastor we had on last week, and we have the documents. They're openly recruited pastors in 13,000 counties, tens of thousands, around 25% in each county, to prepare their flocks for martial law, as the CIA called it. It's white propaganda, where you have people who are well-known and respected and trusted. They're openly telling them gun confiscation, martial law, total control. And I think that's what this is really all about, is getting us into a crisis so big that domestically they can take over as well. Ray McGovern, can you comment on all of the preparations we've seen for domestic Stasi-type operations, sir?
Not in 5 minutes, Alex.
Well, I mean, just briefly.
No, I'm sorry. The list is very long. I'll tell you one that hit really close to home, and some that one that people don't know about. In the intelligence authorization bill that Pete Hoekstra, the head of the House Intelligence Committee, he put in a provision which says this: the Director of National Intelligence shall prepare a study in 90 days to determine whether he, under existing authorities, can suspend the pensions of CIA pensioners for talking about classified material, or whether he needs additional authorities. Now, that's creeping fascism right there. In other words, they determine what's classified information. And if that gets passed, I'm not going to be able to talk on your radio program anymore. I'll be liable to be wrapped up here in some sort of dragnet. So that's the kind of thing that's happening. On the NSA thing, as you probably know, Congressman Hinchey from New York asked the Justice Department to look into what advice the Justice Department had given NSA to say that that thing was legal. And guess what happened? After 2 months, the Justice Department responded to Congressman Hinchey saying, sorry, we have to drop the investigation because NSA will not give us the clearances we need to investigate NSA. That's happened now with the FCC as well.
And that's so, dictatorship when they say, oh, the military or this government arm is telling us in enforcement what we can do. What do you see happening with Iran and Syria? If Iran is attacked, what do you think Russia and China will do? We know Russia just sold a bunch of high-tech anti-aircraft systems to Iran.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that if I were Ahmadinejad, I would be asking the Chinese and the Russians for some sort of military support. Some sort of pledge that they won't stand idly by to watch this kind of exercise. What Ahmadinejad has already done was quite unprecedented. The first time in 27 years that they communicated with us, that long letter. I advise everyone to download that letter and read it. It's really quite ironic, citing Bush's professed Christianity and asking him to square that with the behavior that he's exhibited.
What else would you do?
I'd try to capture some of those folks that are in his country now. They've already captured some of the dissidents, and there are lots of them, that are being run by our covert operatives, not CIA types, but defense types. And I'd warn the Azerbaijanis, you know. The Azerbaijanis, that ethnic group comprises about 20-25% of the Iranian nation, and they are being egged on by all manner of folks supported by us. And I would warn the Azerbaijani government that if they let the U.S. or anybody else, U.K., use their country as a platform to this sort of thing, that they can expect some retaliation from Iran. And that's a credible threat because Iran has that capability. Then I'd seek support from the other states in the area because this would be beyond the pale. They really need that kind of extra support.
Ray McGovern, a one-minute break. When we get back, we'll spend five final minutes with you. We really appreciate the time on this Memorial Day. This is such an important issue. World War III is upon us, or as the neocons call it, World War IV. They believe the Cold War was World War III, but this is a hot war. We'll be right back.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.